You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. As the death toll of migrants rises in the latest boat sinking in the Mediterranean Sea, Pope Francis is calling on Europe to unite forces and to put human rights in the forefront. Speaking at the general audience, the Pope asked for prayers for those who have lost their lives in the past days as they crossed the Mediterranean Sea in overcrowded and unseaworthy vessels, describing such incidents as shameful carnage. This week's sinking of a boat trying to reach the Italian island of Lampedusa follows the discovery on Sunday of the bodies of at least 40 immigrants off the Libyan coast. Nearly 19,000 immigrants have been rescued since Italy's government launched the Mare Nostrum naval operation last October. James Stapleton, head of communications at Jesuit Refugee Service, says JRS welcomes Pope Francis' words.
We absolutely welcome the call by the Pope. What he's actually said is exactly what we've been saying for a long time. This is not a question that can be resolved by the Italians on their own. Yes, we need a beefed up force in the Mediterranean. We need to save lives of people who are trying to seek safety in Europe. But we need a plan by the whole of the European Union, because there needs to be a little bit more responsibility sharing. People are fleeing for their lives. People are prepared to put their lives at risk. And unless we can understand that, security measures, trying to prevent people from arriving, and then trying to save small numbers in the sea, it's just not enough if we want to put human life first. And if that's what I understand the Pope is saying, he's saying we want to put human first. The women, the children, all of the people who are fleeing Eritrea, Syria, and all of the other places where human rights violations are rampant throughout the world.
In a country which is undergoing severe economic crisis, public opinion also has to change. Do you think the media has a responsibility in getting through to ordinary citizens that these people are not coming here to steal our jobs or our homes, but they are actually in need of a life?
Absolutely. But I think, first of all, it's the political establishment which needs to take the lead. They need to start to talk about immigration, and they need to start to talk about refugee issues and asylum in a different way. And then absolutely that the media needs to come involved. We need to start telling the real stories about why people are coming, about the situations that they find them in, and about the absolutely manageable number of people fleeing persecution and the human rights violations coming to Italian shores at the moment. Small numbers, relatively small numbers, even though the numbers have increased dramatically quite recently, relatively small numbers in comparison to the number of migrants in Italy and the capacity of a country, one of the most powerful economic nations in the world. Remember, Italy is still one of the 10 largest economies in the world. Yes, there are difficulties. We need to do more to integrate people. But I think we have to remember the choices that we have here. We're talking about saving people's lives.
How important is the Pope's voice in this scenario?
Absolutely essential. The Pope is a moral leader. Unlike other states, he doesn't have to satisfy political opinion. He doesn't have to get elected. He's a moral leader. He's someone who's leading from a strong set of values. And I think we've seen in the past when he spoke at Lampedusa last year, what effect that had in pushing the Italian government into implementing its Mare Nostrum policy, which has actually resulted in saving hundreds, if not thousands, of lives already since the Pope last spoke. But we need political leaders to go one step further. We need to have a solution to this question. There is a short-term solution, which is about saving lives, a medium-term solution, which is about building asylum capacity, not just in Europe, but outside Europe, and a longer-term solution, which is about trying to provide possibilities for people in their countries of origin so they don't have to take these dangerous journeys.